I'm so glad to see you all this morning. I must admit, while I was on the South Country 132 and 38 to come here, I pressed on the gas a little bit. J'avais trop hâte déjà. Yes. I want to tell you about Madame June Tosh. She passed last week. She was 94 years old, and she passed, and she will have a memorial service on January 14th at 10:30 at Collins Clark McGillivray Point Claire. So if you want to go and pay your respects, she was, I understand, a long-standing member of St. Andrew's First and then of Summerlee. May she rest in peace. There are many announcements in your bulletin. I encourage you to go through them and see what interests you. It is a very busy time, and it's the best time of the year, actually, to give, to think about others, because the whole planet is doing that. And so I have the belief that at that time, heavens are open, and God is, I don't know if God is more with us, but our prayer is very strong and it goes up to heaven. We have a request for prayers from Susan Biscott. Susan has a friend. Her mom just was diagnosed with cancer and it's very difficult. Of course it's difficult. So we can pray for Gloria and for everybody who's in the process of receiving a severe diagnosis. Our candlelight service will be on December 15th. You don't want to miss that, right? So we will be having this on the 15th, and it's good because we've been out of it for 2 years. There was no service for 2 years. As we begin our service, I want to read you something in French. So if you don't understand French at all, you can doze off just for a moment. But it's a very short paragraph, so don't sleep for too long. It is from Christian Bobin. Christian Bobin died last week. He's a philosopher and a writer from France. And he always had this religious Christian color to everything that he did. So here's what he said. Je t'aimais, je t'aime, je t'aimerai. Il ne suffit pas d'une chair pour naître. Il faut aussi cette parole. Elle vient de loin. Elle vient du bleu lointain des cieux. Elle s'enfonce dans le vivant. Elle ruisselle sous la chair du vivant comme une eau souterraine d'amour pur. Ce n'est pas nécessaire de connaître la Bible pour l'entendre. Ce n'est pas nécessaire de croire en Dieu pour être vivifié par son souffle. Cette parole de Dieu imprègne chaque page de la Bible, mais elle imprègne aussi les feuilles d'arbres, le poil des animaux et chaque grain de poussière volant dans l'air. It's very poetic, and what he's saying is that it's not necessary to know the Bible or to know God for us to be invigorated by God. God is there anyway. But it's better if we know him, yes.